Good morning. You're listening to It's My Vinyl, part of the Friday All Night Show here with Sam Scusari. And I'll be here until 6. It's My Vinyl until 5, and then The Bandwagon at 5 o'clock. Unsigned Artists until 5:45, and then Polka Madness at 6. You're listening to music from Marshall Styler. He's one of our bandwagon artists. We're listening to a track called Seven Falls. Marshall is based in the Austin, Texas area, and you can find his music here at the station during our ambience programming, or sometimes on the overnights, like now, or at marshallstyler.com, MarshallStyler.com. He's one of our unsigned artists, and we try to feature his material when we can. I'd like to thank you for being with us. Maybe you're on I-84 passing through the state. Maybe you're on I-91. Maybe you're getting ready to plow snow, as they say we're going to have here. I don't know. You're up at this hour for some reason. So let's try and see if we can bring you some alternative music that's interesting and entertaining. It's My Vinyl is a show where we feature basically record albums and 45s and things. But tonight, we're going to have something from a cassette tape. This is an analog recording, so it falls into the category of It's My Vinyl. And it's fairly seasonal. It was an album that I really wasn't aware of until it was given to me as a gift. And it's just a great gift. And it came out in the 90s on the Windham Hill label. And it would be great to tell you exactly the year. Anyway, the artists are Kelly McGillis and Michael Hedges. And we're going to hear a track from the album called Santa Bear's First Christmas. Good morning, it's My Vinyl.
Cold north lives a very special snowy white bear. His name is Santa Bear. Oh, that wasn't always his name. He earned it on his very first Christmas. This is how it happened. One day before the coldest part of winter had arrived, the little snow bear and his family were fishing on the ice beside the enormous ocean. Suddenly, a terrible thundering sound rumbled through the air. All around the little bear, the ice began to crack.
"Mother! Father! Help me!" he cried. But the ice broke apart with a frightening roar, and he began to float away into the ocean. His mother and father watched helplessly as their precious little cub sailed off alone on the cold and stormy sea. The little bear scraped at the slippery ice and held on as tightly as he could. Huge waves splashed over it. The fish he had caught was washed back into the ocean. The little snow bear was alone. All alone. Suddenly, a mighty gust of wind snatched him up, and he spun and tumbled and whirled through the air. Then, the little bear landed. Plop! He looked up and saw that he was surrounded by hundreds of tall brown arms. He was afraid that the arms would reach down and pluck him up and carry him off. The little snow bear trembled and closed his eyes and thought about his mother and father. He curled into a white furry ball. Even with his eyes shut tight, big tears rolled down his fuzzy cheeks. Before long, he heard footsteps coming closer and closer. They stopped. The little bear sprang up and started to run off, but a gentle, friendly voice called to him, "Don't run away." He stopped and turned to see a little girl. "Don't be afraid, little bear." And suddenly he wasn't afraid anymore. "I want to be your friend," she said. "My name is Marie. What's yours?" The little bear just stared at her. And then he smiled. Marie took his hand and they walked off together. He told Marie how frightened he was of those gigantic brown arms, but she only laughed. "Those are trees, little bear. They won't hurt you at all. They help to keep us warm." And for the first time since he was with his family, the little bear felt safe. "Why don't you come to my house for something to eat?" asked Marie. He thought that was a fine idea. Just ahead, in a clearing, was a cabin. "This is where I live," said Marie, opening the door. "Come in." The cabin seemed so bright and warm that the little snow bear scurried right through the door. Inside, he skidded to a stop and looked at a very strange creature across the room. It was orange and yellow and red, all at the same time, and it crackled and crunched and popped in a most unusual way. The frightened little bear turned to run away. "Don't be afraid," said Marie. "This is fire. It keeps us warm and lights our cabin and cooks our food. See, our dinner is almost ready." Sure enough, the food in the pot began to bubble and boil. It smelled delicious. The little bear's nose twitched, and he suddenly realized how awfully hungry he was. Just then, the cabin door opened, and in walked Marie's grandfather, a cheery old man with bright, crinkly eyes and a sunny smile. "Welcome," said Grandfather. "Please sit down and eat with us." The little bear sniffed the bowl of food and sighed. Then he scooped out some food with his paw. "This is strange fish." "But it's very tasty," he said politely, licking his paw. He had never tasted anything like this before. "But it isn't fish at all," laughed Marie. "It's porridge with honey and milk and berries and nuts on top." The bear soon forgot how lonely he was and ate everything in sight.
after dinner.
He yawned and rubbed his sleepy eyes with his furry paw. Grandfather picked him up and tucked him into a soft, warm, wonderful bed. The bear was so tired that he fell asleep right away.
As it grew to be winter, Marie taught the little bear how to make cookies, how to dance, and how to read. Most of all, though, he loved listening to Marie tell stories of circuses and sea voyages, of kings and castles, of pirates and princesses. And he would tell her stories of his life in the far, far north. Together they explored the forest, meeting most of the animals who lived there. They met some brown bears. He and the brown cubs would chase each other around the towering trees and roll and play endlessly in the snow. And when the brown cubs would get all covered with snow, they reminded the little bear of his own brothers and sisters. Every night he went to bed and dreamed of his family in the far, far north. Later on, as the winter winds howled, they spent more and more time in the cozy cabin. One night, Marie told the little bear about a very special day called Christmas. On the night before Christmas began, 8 flying reindeer pull a sleigh across the sky. The driver is a jolly, kind-hearted fellow with a big tummy and a white beard and red cheeks. His name is Santa Claus, and he delivers Christmas presents to every child in the world in just one night. Truly, this is a wonderful world to live in, thought the bear. And he drifted off to sleep, dreaming of flying reindeer and this jolly old gentleman. Christmas Eve dawned, and Grandfather felt terribly sick. He had fallen into the icy river. By the time he reached the cabin, he had icicles hanging all over him. His fingers and toes felt frozen, and his whole body was shaking. "What shall we do, little bear?" sobbed Marie. "The firewood is running out." Snow Bear thought hard. Harder than ever. He decided he must go out in the forest and get some firewood himself. The bear rushed out the door and down the path and plunged kerplop into a snowdrift right up to his chin. "Help!" he cried. "Help! Get me out! I have to save Grandfather!" A big brown animal with branches on his head appeared out of the forest. "My name is Moose," said the animal.
The little bear explained to the big moose why he had to find firewood. I'll help you. Grab my antlers and pull yourself up onto my back. He carried the bear up the frozen stream to the beaver lodge. But the beavers had used all their wood. To chew down more trees would take them a long, long time. By now it was getting dark. The little bear was heartbroken. He would not be able to save Marie's grandfather. Tears rolled down his cheek and plopped under the moose's back. Just then, the little snow bear heard bells jingling above his head. He looked up and saw a red sleigh pulled by 8 reindeer flying through the sky. It swooped down and landed right in front of the moose and the bear. Out climbed someone who could only be Santa Claus.
Ho, 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 he laughed. And who are you?
He looked at the little snow bear.
You must be new to this forest.
I am. My real home is in the far, far north.
So is mine, said Santa, with a twinkling smile. And what would you like to have for Christmas? Nuts? Berries? A pot of honey? You can have anything you wish.
The little bear thought of his family and how very much he wanted to be with them. But he said, firewood.
Firewood? Said Santa with astonishment. But bears don't build fires.
Then the words began to tumble out of the little bear about Marie and how sick her grandfather was. Santa nodded gravely and went over to the bulging pack on his sleigh. Out of it, he drew a small saw. He handed it to the bear. Then he took an axe from his toolbox and, with a few quick whacks, he cut some small trees.
Now you saw the trees into logs, Santa said.
The bear tried the saw on the bark of a tree. It really cut. Soon he had a stack of logs almost as tall as he was. Santa went back to his pack and pulled out a shiny red sled. Then Santa and the little bear quickly piled all the logs onto the sled. When the sled was full, Santa jumped in his sleigh and led the way to Marie's cabin. Will we be in time? Worried the bear. Inside the cabin, the fire was completely out, and it was so cold that Marie could see her breath. She listened to her grandfather's troubled breathing and worried. Suddenly, she heard sleigh bells. She ran to the window and saw 8 beautiful reindeer pulling a magnificent sleigh carrying Santa Claus himself. Behind Santa was the little snow bear pulling a sled full of firewood. Soon a fire was blazing on the hearth, and the smell of hot soup filled the air. Marie's grandfather sat up and began to eat. His cheeks turned rosy and his eyes began to sparkle.
Santa said, "You can thank this special fellow for your rescue." The little bear smiled shyly. Before long, Santa had to leave. After all, it was Christmas Eve, and he had a lot of presents to deliver. He took the little snow bear outside. "I'm way behind in delivering my presents. Could you take these gifts to all the animals in the forest? And to Marie and her grandfather for me?" With that, Santa sprang into his sleigh, called out to his reindeer, waved to the little bear, and streaked off through the sky like a comet. The bear set off with the packages. He delivered them high and low, up and down, in and out, and everywhere in between. And finally, when all the animals had their Christmas presents, the little bear fell into bed. He was dreaming of his family when sleigh bells awakened him. He ran outside.
"Ho, ho, ho," cried Santa when he saw the little snow bear. "You have done such a fine job that I want you to be my helper. From now on, your name will be Santa Bear. You shall deliver presents every Christmas Eve." Santa reached into his nearly empty pack. "Here, your very own special hat and scarf." Santa Bear jumped up and down. He had never been so proud and so happy in all his life. "And one more thing," Santa Claus said. "Your Christmas wish was for firewood. Isn't there anything you would like for yourself?" Santa Bear gulped and said, "More than anything else, I would like to go home to my family." "And so you will," replied Santa. "Your home is not very far from mine, so I'll take you there myself. We can leave right away." Santa Bear ran into the cabin and found Grandfather and Marie by the fire. Grandfather patted Santa Bear on his furry head and thanked him for saving his life. Santa Bear turned to Marie. With tears in their eyes, they hugged each other. "Don't be sad. I'll see you next year," they both said. Going back outside, Santa Bear wrapped his scarf around himself, pulled his hat down over his ears, and climbed into Santa's sleigh. He waved goodbye to Marie and her grandfather, and then they were off. In minutes, they had left the forest behind and were flying over a dazzling white ice cap. Santa Bear could see something below. It was his own family. In no time at all, he was hugging and kissing his mother and his father and his brothers and sisters. "We searched every day," said his father. "We never gave up hope." "Oh, mother, father, I've dreamed of you every night, and I've learned so much of people and trees and fire. And guess what? You must call me Santa Bear from now on." They wanted to know how he got such a name. "Well, that's a very long story," explained Santa Bear. "I'll have to begin at the beginning." And that's exactly what he did.
Santa Bear's First Christmas. Produced by Michael Hedges and Mark Sotnick. Narration by Kelly McGillis. Music composed, arranged, and performed by Michael Hedges. Story written by Barbara Reed. Adapted by Tom Roberts. From a Windham Hill recording, WT-0700. Released in 1986. The late Michael Hedges, who we lost to a car accident in the holidays season of 1997 at age 43, when his car skidded off the road in Mendocino County, California. Michael Hedges, a fantastic guitar player, well respected around the globe for his abilities and his interpretations. And the actress Kelly McGillis narrating Santa Bear's First Christmas. Side 2 is a collection of 5 tracks, instrumental, and we will feature some of those throughout the holiday season when we can, in another episode of It's My Vinyl, possibly. Good morning, It's My Vinyl, here with Sam Scazzari on WWUH-FM 91.3 in Hartford and WWUH.org. Some music now from David Clayton Thomas. It's My Vinyl.
It's coming on Christmas. They're cutting down the trees. They're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. Now it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money. I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. It's coming on Christmas, they're cutting down the trees, they're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away.
Christmas, baby, and Happy New Year, baby. Without you, I'll be so blue thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't mean a thing, dear, if you're not here with me. I'll have a blue heartache for certain. When those blue memories start hurting, you'll be doing all right with your Christmas off white. But I'll have a blue, blue Christmas. Christmas on white, but I'll have a blue, blue Christmas. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas on white, but I'll have a blue, blue Christmas. But I'll have a blue, blue Christmas.
Music there from Willie Nelson. We actually heard three tracks in a row from Sound Sheets, Evatone Sound Sheets, that were part of Christmas greeting cards from the Musigram Company. We heard Blue Christmas there from Willie, Christmas in Love from Firefall, and the Joni Mitchell track River, performed by David Clayton Thomas, one-time lead singer for Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Moving back to the Firefall sound sheet, I was pretty proud, you know, that I had this thing. And Rick Roberts was the leader of Firefall through their very popular years in the 70s, and was touring as a solo artist, opening up for, I can't even remember, I think Roger McGuinn. And I worked in a venue where Rick was playing, and a lot of times I was able to meet and talk to these people, and if I had some rare recording of them, I'd get them to sign it, because I was, you know, the rare recording signed by the artist is usually kind of more valuable and cool than just your regular old Firefall album, let's say. So I came up to Rick and said, hey, I really like the show. I've got this record I'd like you to sign. And what had happened was, this Firefall had continued on after Rick. And I didn't quite know that he was not on this version of the song. So I was kind of, you know, embarrassed a little bit. But he was very gracious. As a matter of fact, he didn't tell me until after he autographed it. And it said, Sam, even though I wasn't on this version of Firefall, thanks, Rick Roberts. Circa 1980s, I'd say five, that was. So, a Rick Roberts-less Firefall with Christmas in Love as an Evotone sound sheet, a 33 RPM stereo sound sheet, which is like a piece of plastic. You can probably hear that right there, that they insert in a greeting card, and you buy this greeting card and send it to your favorite person. And it's my vinyl, a little something different there for you. Hey, a few messages, and then we'll be back. I'm going to change up the music pace a little bit, but a few messages first.
CONSACS, the Connecticut Sexual Assault Crisis Services, has a 24-hour statewide toll-free confidential hotline. If you or someone you know has been sexually assaulted, please call 1-888-999-5545 in English, and for Spanish, 1-888-568-8332.
Everyone loves to listen to music, but have you ever stopped to think about why it's great for kids to learn to play music? Hi, I'm Ronnie Arbo from Ronnie Arbo and Daisy Mayhem. These days it seems people focus way too much on the economics of school music instead of on the amazing positive effects it has on kids. It is such a thrill for a child when he or she gets that first instrument, or masters a simple part on the flute, or performs a showstopper with the school chorus. And there is so much music out there to play and listen to. When kids learn to appreciate an old fiddle tune, or a Cajun dance, or traditional African music, in addition to what they hear on the radio, it opens their minds to the diversity of the world around them. Make sure your kids learn to love music. Support your school music program.
It's My Vinyl continues. This is music from the Ravers.
A sex pistol for a day. All those Christmas trees ringing safety pins on their knees. It's gonna be a punk rock Christmas this year. There are folks that will change your hairstyle for a day. The Queen will sing anarchy in the UK. Damned, I say, who play the full horsemen in a play, in a play, in a play. It's gonna be a punk rock Christmas this year. Even Santa's gonna be Christmas this year.
What do you want for Christmas, little boy?
I want a damn LP with any of the hot rods on the back. I want a color TV so I can kick it in. I want an ace guitar, a subscription to Punk Magazine.
What else do you want for Christmas, little boy?
I want 10 copies of God Save the Queen with a picture sleeve.
With a picture sleeve?
Yeah, with a picture sleeve.
If you're a good little boy, your wish will come true.
Yeah, then I bloody well better.
We gonna give you.
that's my vinyl there. Music. Well, it's my vinyl here. Anyway, music from Blue Laser. Kind of an unknown. Even I don't know who they are. I've been trying to find out who they are. It's a single on Easy Street Records. I inadvertently typed East Street in the WWUH playlist. It's Easy Street. I believe they're out of Jersey or New York. It's a 1980s vintage 45 called It's Christmas. And it talks about walking down Fifth Avenue, where I actually was today before this show, meeting somebody and giving them a ride back to Hartford. And then the Kinks before that with their Christmas single, Father Christmas. I'm sure at this point that is on a CD somewhere, but at the time, the only way that was available was as a single on Arista Records called Father Christmas with a B-side called Prince of the Punks. And we started off with the Ravers. Now, the Ravers is the name of the Nails before they were called the Nails. They were out of Boulder, Colorado in the mid-1970s. They were one of the breaking new wave acts in the modern music craze of the late 70s when everybody was waning, becoming tired of the 11-minute guitar solo southern rock track and moving more toward the pop single again. Bands like The Cars, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, The Clash, Sex Pistols, although more brash than those other acts, were breaking the scene and getting into the market with the shorter 3-minute track again and the pop album. Still a departure from power pop, but kind of a branch off of glam and power pop. So we had the Ravers there with It's Going to Be a Punk Rock Christmas This Year. They evolved into the Nails, which you may know from a track called 88 Lines About 44 Women. And also their roadie Eric Boucher became Jello Biafra of the Dead Kennedys. So although he didn't play in the Ravens, or Ravers, excuse me, went on to form a viable punk act as well, the Dead Kennedys from the early 70s, rather late 70s, early 80s. There on is my vinyl. Hey, you know, we're going to do a few messages now. And that way, during the bandwagon, we can be commercial free. How does that sound? Okay, couple of messages, and I'll be right back.
Every pet comes with a unique set of hopes and dreams.
Will he chase balls?
Will she play hide and seek?
Will he catch frisbees?
Will she be good with kids?
Will he love long walks?
Will he fetch the paper? And one wish shared by every new pet owner.
Will they be healthy?
Make that wish a reality with early and regular visits to your veterinarian. Vaccinations help protect your puppy or kitten from dangerous diseases. And regular exams help diagnose, treat, and prevent health problems before they become serious. Your veterinarian can also answer questions and offer helpful advice on training your new pet.
Will she be friendly?
Will they be healthy?
See that your new pet grows up healthy and happy. Call your veterinarian today. This message is brought to you by the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
They say America is a land of opportunity,
where kids can grow up and become anything they want.
But for some of us, it's not so easy.
Today, one out of every 6 children in America lives in poverty.
That's almost 13 million of
us. That's almost 13 million of us.
Living below the poverty line.
The poverty line divides us all into those who have
and those who never have enough. Not enough food or medicine.
Or even a place to live. When you live in poverty, every day is hard.
But we don't want a handout. We want a way out.
A way out of poverty for me and my family.
For good.
This is America.
This is America. Together, we can do so much. Will you help?
Nearly 13 million children in America live below the poverty line. You can make a difference in more ways than you know. Go to PovertyUSA.org and get involved. A message from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
Hey, going back to that Blue Laser track we just heard, I can't find anything about them. Haven't been able to for a year. We checked last year, too. But the record is produced by Bob Blank, and I went online looking for Bob Blank, and although there is no Bob Blank site, there are people with references to the producer Bob Blank. Leroy Burgess, who wrote Big Time for Rick James and wrote and performed on the Bob Blank production of Fonda Rae's big hit Over Like a Fat Rat. So there are some national commercial releases associated with this Bob Blank. Maybe Bob Blank is actually the artist Blue Laser. I'm not sure. When I Google Blue Laser, I get scientific descriptions of what Blue Laser is. And another thing here, Patrick Adams produced and arranged a track that was engineered by Bob Blank and Joe Arlotta for an album by an artist named Inner Life, an American rhythm and blues studio project of the disco era, had a hit called I'm Caught Up in a One-Night Love Affair in 1979 and a version of Ain't No Mountain High Enough in 1981. Both tracks featured the vocals of Jocelyn Brown and Leroy Burgess, formerly of Black Ivory. So, that's how that all links together. That's still buzzing way under the mainstream radar, but nonetheless interesting. Interesting as well. A couple of messages we had there so that we can move into It's My Vinyl, or rather move out of It's My Vinyl and move into the bandwagon, unsigned artists like this artist here, Marshall Styler. MarshallStyler.com from Austin, Texas. A track called The Locket. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more unsigned artists in about 90 seconds. Thanks for being here on WWUH FM 91.3 West Hartford, Connecticut. We are a community service of the University of Hartford, and we're streaming online at wwuh.org. Also, WAPJ 89.9, Torrington, Connecticut. WWEB 89.9, Wallingford, Connecticut. And WDJW 89.7 in Somers, Connecticut. Good morning. The Bandwagon next. Stay tuned.